It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on a Azusa Street.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. As never before, we must have revival in America. We must be a nation that cries out to God, that turns to God. Good to have you listening in here on this Sunday. As you go to church, come back from church, whatever you may be doing. But this is our time that we pray. And on Friday, a couple of days ago, visiting with Rodney Howard Brown. Rodney Howard Brown has been my friend since actually 1993. And he's going to share a prophetic word that he gave to his church last Sunday. And it's not just a prophetic word, but it's a wake-up call. And so I want you to stay tuned. And then after he shares that prophetic word, we are going to pray. And so, Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on this Sunday on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. And Father, we just pray that you will anoint this broadcast. I pray this will be a wake-up call for Christians across this nation and other people that are praying with us around the world. So here's the word that Dr. Rodney Howard Brown gave to his church, and also it's a warning to this nation.
Do you understand that they're preparing for an EMP attack on America? If the grid goes down, it'll be down for 1 year. There'll be no electricity for 1 year. Somebody said that can't happen. Fine. Carry on. Go ahead. Go watch your NFL game. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to make this stuff up. Every time America's been in the condition it's been in right now, it's gone to war. And I'm just talking about the last 100 years. The same with Europe. Everything's heading towards that right now. So this is not the time for the church to be asleep. And you might say, oh, but Pastor, you're just going overboard and you're an alarmist and all that kind of stuff. Fine. I mean, have I talked about it the last couple of months? Did I talk about the last comment? No, I didn't. Did I change my views on it? No. No, I didn't talk about it. But I felt today, because I'm going to give you the mandate of what God has for the church in this hour, that I need to just jolt some people out of your slumber. You have no right as a child of God and a member of the river to walk around in depression. No right. When God has a mandate for every single one of you. Amen. We can't do everything, but we can do something. Can you say amen? Somebody said, but I can't solve the world's problem. God didn't ask you to do that. He just asked you to do what you can do. If one woman can take prayer out of schools, then what can one woman do today? If one woman by the name of Margaret Sanger could come along with Planned Parenthood and kill 27 million African Americans, and get them to like it. That's why I couldn't help myself this last week. Hillary Clinton tweets, we've got to do something about gun violence. People are dying every day. I said, when are we going to come do something about the 3,000 babies that are murdered every day in America? All of the gun violence happens in gun-free zones, where you're not even allowed to have guns. Now, this is not the time to run in fear. This is time to get heaven's plan for your life and follow heaven's plan. That might be very frightening for a young person because they got their whole life ahead. They want to get married, want to have children. And they say, Pastor, what about me? Well, other people have made it over the centuries. You can make it too, but you're going to have to get radical and get on fire for God and stop playing games. Can you say amen? Somebody said, well, then I won't get married. As if that's going to help you. Two are better than one. Somebody said, then I won't have children. Well, I don't want to bring them into this world. Great. I'm so happy that your parents didn't feel that way about you. How do you know if your child isn't going to be raised up by God if Jesus tarries to bring about a transformation? Amen. Now, I'm just touching on little things. I can't even go in depth into this. But an EMP attack on America would destroy the whole electrical grid. Already our grids are overloaded. You go to South Africa, they have a thing called load shedding. Load shedding, that means every day for 3-4 hours, you're not going to have any electricity. Isn't that right? Absolutely. And it's all done by design. It's all on purpose. Control the population. Do whatever you want to. So just at any time, your electricity goes out. Elliot, Pastor Eric's son, who's 9 years old, had a dream about 2 months ago. And the Lord spoke to him and said to him, Elliot, while you and Emily are still young, there will be no electricity in America for 1 year. And he knew nothing about what we're talking about right now. He came to his father and said, I had this dream and Jesus told me. So God's speaking to people. Are you listening to me? That's why you better learn to function without electricity. Hello. Like your forefathers did. And I know somebody said, well, that could never happen. Well, there's a more possibility that it could happen than it not happening. But guess where the worst areas are going to be hit? All our major cities. And then we'll have to go to martial law. The world's food supply used to be 6 months. It's down to days right now. Days. Days. You have one hurricane, one storm, all the stores empty. No more food. So everybody wants to go buy gold and silver. What are you going to do with your gold and silver? Explain to me. When you buy your gold and silver, where are you going to put it, number one? And what are you going to do with it? The most precious thing is going to be food and water. I know, listen, I know people don't want me talking like this, but you'll never, ever be able to say that you came here and that your pastor didn't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I got nothing to lose. You got to understand. When God puts you as a watchman on the wall, then and you see the sword coming, if you don't get up and speak, then you're not even, you shouldn't even be in the ministry. And just so you know, as many people are trying to make out that God is judging America, God hasn't even started on judging America. And it's not the judgment of God. It's just America unraveling. It's just sin having its way, and the wages of sin is death. Because if God judged America, you would not even find America on the map. So just remember that. And if God wouldn't judge Sodom and Gomorrah because of five righteous, he's not going to judge America because you are here right now.
Yes.
So remember that. So don't give me this thing about judgment. These people go, God is judging America. And they're just cranky prophets with wet underwear. My God, somebody shut them up. And you know what? They don't win souls. They don't win souls. They just run around and sell their books. They run around and sell their books and appear on television. I'm so sick of these people that run around, appear on television, listen to me, and talk about the problem, but do absolutely nothing. They don't win souls. You don't see them winning souls. But they love to sell their books. Love to sell their books. They use fear to get you to buy their stuff. But they're doing nothing to solve the problems that we're dealing with in America today. I want to see those big mouths come with us to the inner city. Come on. Put your big boy pants on and come down to the inner city and come, let's win some soul. I'm just touching, just like the tip of the iceberg. And it's even worse than what I'm telling you right now. But I'm not saying this because of fear. I'm just trying to jolt people to wake up and realize, do not trust the system. The system is going to lie to you because they want to come back and act as the savior. Because you're going to have to get your food through them. Don't worry, we, the government, will come. We'll save you. We'll feed you. I don't need the government feeding me. Thank you very much. Hello. I want government food. Not interested in the government feeding me. And let me say this. If what I'm saying is wrong, then ask yourself, why has the government bought billions and billions of bullets? Why has the government bought billions of hollow point bullets? What? For what purpose? Come on. If it's not going to be used on the American people. Huh? Why do we have foreign militaries training on our soil? Huh? Why is our National Guard being shipped overseas? Why? National Guard is not supposed to go anywhere. National Guard is supposed to be here. Why is National Guard people being sent overseas? Why? You don't see a problem with that? You don't see a problem with that? I see a problem with that. Now, I've basically said all I wanted to say leading up to this. It's not pretty in the natural, but you've got to understand what kingdom we are connected with. We live in this world, but we're not of this world, and we're just passing through. So that's the satisfaction. Can you say amen? The kingdom of this world is being shaken on every side, but the kingdom of God endures forever. And you're part of the kingdom of God. Plus, you are ambassadors. You're an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Called of God. Anointed by God. With his power. So, if God gave Joshua one more day of daylight, then what happens? He can give you. Amen. If God gives Joshua one more day of daylight, he can give us one more hour of daylight. Can you say amen? For what reason? To bring in the harvest of souls. Because ultimately, this world's not our home. We're just passing through. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm not worried about my safety or my future or whatever. I already know where I'm going. Amen. But I want to bring in this harvest of souls. Can you say amen? The problem is, the thing is so wicked, most people don't believe it because they say, come on, nobody would do that. People are really good people. They would never, ever do that. Sure. All right, let's get to the mandate for the church. Let's change the atmosphere right now. Get the long faces here. Get a smile on some people's faces. Let's change the attitude here today. Are you happy that I talk about these things? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Who's heard some of these things before? Oh. Wait, put your hands up again. Let me see. Who's heard some of these things before? Who's seen these things privately without me even talking about it? Come on, wave your hand. I rest my case. You know what? So that means our church is not sleeping. Our church is awake, and they know what's going on. Okay. Number one mandate for every single one of you. Are you ready for this? To pray. Pray, 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 pray. You pray prayer. Pray, 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 pray. When we pray, God moves on our behalf. When we pray, God begins to operate. God begins to move. The angels of God are working on our behalf. The wheels are being pulled off of Pharaoh's chariots. Listen, I want to tell you right now, I know for a fact that there were certain things that are supposed to have happened already the last 3 years, but have not happened. And I know it's for one reason and one reason alone, that God has intervened and God has put a stop to it. Let me tell you right now, they are behind that whole realm of the Luciferian structure, the globe, are frantic. They don't know what to do. They're trying to jump the gun. But let me tell you, the body of Christ is the restraining force in the earth today. Are you listening to me? And the devil cannot have his way while we are here and we pray. So pray fast. Everybody say pray and fast. We're going to do that Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be a whole day of fasting and prayer. What are we fasting and praying for? For the nation. For God's divine intervention in our country. Can you say amen? The Lord can do it like that. What about if the president is in the White House and he's walking in the middle of the night and an angel of the Lord appears to him right in the White House? And he falls down and on his knees starts crying out to God. The next morning, big press conference. President steps up. I just have to tell you something amazing happened last night. I was in my house about the ninth hour and an angel of the Lord appeared. No, somebody said that can't happen. Let me tell you, don't put it past the Lord from intervening, because God can set the devil back like that. He's done it before and I believe he'll do it again. Hallelujah. And then the Word. Listen, immerse yourself in the Word. Spend hours in the Word. Get the Bible on CD. Get the Bible on MP3. Put the Word of God on. Play it night and day. Fill yourself with the Word. Memorize Scripture. How many are memorizing Scripture? Memorize Scripture. Put them on little cards. Have a new Scripture every day. Memorize passages of Scripture. Put the Word in you. Put it on the inside of you. Amen. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Put the word in you. Let the word be the lamp unto your feet and the light to your pathway. Let the word illuminate your mind. Renew your mind to God's word. That's the first thing. Well, you can put that all together. Pray fast in the word. And then preach the gospel. Win souls. Win souls. How many are winning souls? Hold your hand up high. You are doing heaven's mandate. You're doing heaven's mandate. How many are telling people about Jesus everywhere you go? You are doing what Jesus wants you to do. You know that if I did this in churches all across America and I said, how many are doing that? Do you know that 5% would raise their hand? 5% of the American church would raise their hand. How many are winning souls? Wave your hand at me. Look at that. Welcome to the river. So we win souls and then make disciples. That's the next thing. We've got to take people that we've led to the Lord, and we've got to get them committed to God. We've got to take them and make them replicas or duplicates. Obviously, they're going to be originals, but we've got to make them so that they are disciples and followers. What is a disciple of the Lord? A disciplined one. Are you listening to me? A follower of Jesus. How many think that you can make somebody as committed to God as what you are? That's if you're committed to God. How many think that you can get somebody, get them saved, and make a disciple out of them so they serve God as radically as what you do? Well, that's going to be your mandate. Do you think you can do that here in the next, between now and December? Who thinks between now and December you can find somebody, get them saved, and make a disciple out of them? Come on, let me have a look. Put your hand up. Let's see. Who thinks you can find somebody that's not saved, not in another church? We don't want to pull for people from other churches. Somebody that's in the devil's church right now. Who thinks you can get them saved and you can make them a disciple between now and Christmas? Well, I'm giving you a mandate right now. So if it's a husband and wife, that's two people. If you're single, it's one person. Well, Pastor, I'm not sure if I can do that. Then we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to put the fire of God on you. We're going to put a holy boldness on your life. Can you say amen?
Well, we thank Rodney Howard Brown for sharing that word from the Lord concerning America and the solution. And that is that the church prays, it fasts, it spends time in the Word, and wins souls and makes disciples. So we're thankful for the word of the Lord that has been delivered today from my friend Rodney Howard Brown. Father, I just pray for the church today. The church will be alive and declare that now is the time. Not later, but now. What we must work now. Because the hour is late, it's the 11th hour. So I just pray right now for the church. And the church will be alive, and the church will be alert. We'll call upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, here's Hillsong. We'll be back to pray some more. We just want to be where you are. We are thankful that you can come to our rescue. You are a friend that's closer than a brother. We declare as Christians that we will not be afraid. We will not be afraid. We will trust in you and put our confidence in you today. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio today as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm so thankful that in these troubled times, in these difficult times, that we can call upon you. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. And so what did Jesus say during these times? I just believe that his words are still true. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take your yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am weak and meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto yourself, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Message Bible says it like this: are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. You'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So I'm declaring tonight, in the name of the Lord, that we as Christians are entering into a supernatural rest. That does not mean we're not going to pray, we're not going to fast, we're not going to study the Word, we're not going to win souls. But in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all of this chaos in America, and all the things that we see happening in our nation, what are we going to do? We're going to come into that incredible rest. So what Jesus say, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I see a nation that is filled with fear, trepidation, panics on every hand. But I hear the Holy Spirit say, this is the word I got recently, I see a wind coming out of the east. I gave this 2 or 3 days ago, toward the direction of the eastern gate, and the wind is not a wind, it's a gentle breeze called rest. That gentle breeze that is blowing upon the children of God, bringing them to a place of supernatural rest. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there is a rest for the people of God. There is a rest for the people of God, a supernatural rest that we must labor to enter into, for out of that supernatural rest, there will come healing, wellness, wholeness, financial blessing, restoration on marriages, revelation, discernment, new beginnings, peace, tranquility, safety, assurance, joy, contentment. While society lives in fear, the people of God will enter into a supernatural rest. His house will not only be called a house of prayer, his house will be known as a house of rest. People come into the sanctuary just to rest. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he desires for his children to enter into that rest and then declare that their house, their home, will be a house of rest. Nothing will be able to enter that does not use the password, R-E-S-T. And so when you hear the words of the prophet, and the prophetic words that are coming forth concerning what is happening in this nation, true prophets giving warnings about what is taking place, then what do? Do we run in fear? We live in fear? No. We make necessary preparations by words of wisdom and words of knowledge and revelation and insight. And we do whatever is necessary. But more than anything else, we prepare ourselves, we prepare our home, our dwelling place, to be a house of rest. And that our homes, our houses, will not be places of fear. Oh no, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore we will not be afraid. Hebrews 4 says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, for we who have believed do enter that rest, and God rested. There remains therefore now a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest. So I just minister peace over you today. I pray for you because I understand that people are fearful on every hand. And people are afraid that they're going to lose their 401ks. They're afraid they're going to lose their retirement. They are afraid. They are fearful that there's not going to be enough work, enough food, enough water, enough clothes. That there's not going to be enough safety. They'll not be able to call 911 and 911 responds, or there's no electricity, or and there's 1,001 things that we could be fearful of. But we know today in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that he's able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. We were born for such a time as this. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here we are living in 2015 on this first Sunday of September, in the month that so many people dreads, because there may be a downturn in the economy. There may be an overthrow of our government. There's all sorts of things with the Russian president and the Chinese premier president standing side by side, accompanied by the voices of the North Korean dictator. People are afraid. They just say, we see what's happening. When the submarines and other ships and aircraft are flying near our borders, we wonder what's going on, and we say, well, we just can't believe this is happening. We don't recognize America. We know in whom we have believed, and we know that he's able to keep. That's what we have committed unto him against that day. So we enter now into that rest. Rest. We enter into that rest. I heard the Holy Spirit say the other night that he is putting us under house arrest. A-R-R-E-S-T. Arrest. Arrest. A-R-R-E-S-T. Arrest. And he is commanding us to be at rest while we pray, while we win the lost, while we study his word, while we spend time on our knees. He has commanded us to be at rest. So I just minister peace over you, because I have determined we're not talking about anything that we can't pray about. And so I'm praying for you today, that the peace of God would minister to you in Jesus' name, and that the Holy Spirit would bring you into that incredible aura, that incredible dimension of rest. And I know that he cares. And I know that he understands. And I know that if we can just be still and know that he is God, that's very, very important. Be still and know that he is God, then I believe that we can move into that supernatural realm of rest. So let's just be still and know that he's God. Can you do that on this Lord's Day? on this Sunday, one of my favorite songs, Stephen Curtis Chapman, "Be Still and Know That I'm God, That He Is God."
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. And know that He will never change. Be still. Be still. And know that He is God. Be still.
Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, on this Labor Day weekend. Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet radio station, BPN Radio, 24 hours a day, anytime, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I'm thankful to be a prayer leader in this nation. I've actually been a prayer leader since 1967. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985. I know the effects of prayer, the power of prayer, and I love to pray. I love to pray for people. I've spent countless hours praying for people, ministering to people, and I'm praying for you today that you'll not be afraid. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and I just want to thank you for being a part of BPN. Well, it's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Sunday. I want to welcome churches praying with us all across America, other nations of the world. We now have, 1,084 churches that are represented here on Breakout Prayer Network. I want to welcome some new churches, St. Raymond's in Brookland, Texas, as well as Praise Church, New Orleans, Louisiana, Faith Church, St. Anne, Missouri, and Meadowood Baptist Church in Midwest City, Oklahoma. And also we want to give a shout out to some churches across America that are praying with us, just to say thank you so very, very much for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And this means when I call these churches' names, one or more people are represented here in this church, listing their church. And remember that if your church is not represented, it can be. If you're a part of a local church and you'd like to for it to be represented on our map of 1,000 points of light, you can go to letspray America.com, letspray America.com, and you can sign up your church, and it will be listed on our church list. So I want to welcome the Lutheran Church in New Clare, Wisconsin, Bethesda Christian Fellowship in Madison, Wisconsin, as well as Westgate Chapel in Seattle, Washington. I want to welcome City Calvary Chapel in Edmonds, Washington, the Bridge Church, Virginia Beach, Virginia. I want to welcome Gateway Church in Bethel, Vermont. I want to welcome the Church of Christ in Ogden, Utah, as well as Wills Point Assembly of God, Wills Point, Texas, House of Hope, Waxahachie, Texas, and Grace Community Church in Vidor, Texas. We want to welcome the Encourager Church in Sugarland, Texas. We want to welcome William Drive Baptist Church in Lake Jackson, Texas, as well as the Floresville Christian Fellowship, Floresville, Texas, Abundant Grace Fellowship, Fort Worth, Texas, Capstone Church in Fort Worth, Texas, as well as Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, and Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas. I want to welcome Restoration of Hope Ministries, Cookeville, Tennessee, and Lake Marion Christian Fellowship, Summerton, South Carolina, Evangelistic Center Church, Shawnee, Oklahoma, Life Church in Stillwater, Oklahoma, as well as the Oilton Christ Fellowship in Oilton, Oklahoma. I want to welcome the Nazarene Church there in Pataskala, Ohio, and New Life Vineyard Church, Hamilton, Ohio, Franklin Church of God, Franklin, North Carolina. Churches all across America that are praying with us, believing, setting themselves in agreement with this, with us, that God is sending another spiritual awakening to America. And, wow, I believe God. I believe there's hope. I believe that God could just turn everything around. And an awakening, I believe, is just the people slumbering and sleeping. Who knows, as Rodney Howe Brown said today, who knows what could happen in America that just turns the whole thing around. And so we just have to keep praying, and we have to keep believing, and we must know that there is hope. And so, you know, I believe on one hand, the prophetic voices in America are to warn the people of what they see coming, to alert the people, but on the other hand, they are also to be messengers of hope. And I believe, as it was in the days of Jeremiah, I believe that God is warning America that the enemy is at their doorstep, is at our doorstep. They've infiltrated this land, there's no doubt about it. And so we must just cry out to God. There'll come a day we cannot call 911. 911 will be overloaded, or there may not be any electricity, but we can call upon Him. And the voice of the Lord is powerful. It's powerful. And so, what is the password? The password is we're going to rest in Him. Who is He? His name is Jesus. For God has highly exalted Him, given Him a name which is above every name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things in under the earth. Jesus. And I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what's going on in your life. But whatever is happening, you need to call on the name of Jesus. because he is so powerful. And today, even if it seems like that you are at the end of your road, the end of the rope, you must understand that he is there. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's waiting for you to call upon him now. And so I want to pray for those of you now that feel like that everything has come to a close. It seems like that calamity is all around you. And, you know, I love to preach. I've preached thousands and thousands of times the past 49 years that I've been preaching. But to think that I can get on internet radio and pray for people around the world, deliver prophetic words, as well as being able to go out and preach from time to time. But you must understand that on this internet radio station, I can reach people that I could never preach to in 1,000 years, all at one time. And I just count it a tremendous privilege to be able to preach. I count it a tremendous privilege to be able to deliver the word, to travel to different places. But I count it a great privilege to be able to pray with you today. Even today, I'm praying for those of you that seemingly have come to the end of the road, end of your rope. I pray for you, and it may appear that all hope is gone, that there is no hope left, but I just ask the Holy Spirit to come and to minister to you in the name of Jesus on this Sunday, on this Lord's Day, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Maybe you don't know anywhere to turn. People are out having fun. They're going to restaurants, and there you are in a prison cell, or there you are working 7 days a week, maybe on the second shift. There you are, maybe all alone in your home, and it seems like that no one cares whether you live or die. And while people are out celebrating Labor Day tomorrow, having some fun on the beach, having their friends together laughing and playing, there you are, seemingly with no friends in the world, are facing major obstacles. I pray for you right now. I ask the Lord to come. I ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you in the name of the Lord. And if you don't know Jesus, if you're listening today, you don't know the Lord, would you just invite him in? Would you just say this prayer to me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And before we go today, and let me say before I say that, you need to find you a church, a Bible-believing church, one that believes in the whole gospel, one that preaches the truth and is winning souls, one that believes that prayer is the key. Find you a place. Find you a place. And if you've been so wounded and so hurt in days gone by that you just don't trust anybody, well, give it another chance, for God is the God of the second time. And before we go today, I want us to pray for Kim Davis, who most Republican presidential candidates are now backing her, saying the imprisonment and the jailing of the Kentucky County Clerk, who, by the way, is a Democrat, for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, is an attack on religious liberty. Most Republican candidates are saying that, and it's going to harden people's resolve on this issue, said Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, speaking on CNN. And so I think what's going to happen, he said, is that state and localities are just going to opt out of the marriage business. And a federal judge jailed Davis, you know, for contempt of court on Thursday after she again refused to issue marriage licenses to gays, pursuant to the Supreme Court decision earlier this year. Jeb Bush, he sought more of a middle ground on the Davis issue, reminding a town hall in New York and New Hampshire that the county clerk is sworn to uphold the law. And it seems to me that there might be common ground. There ought to be big enough space for her to act on her conscience. And for now, that the law is the law of the land for a gay couple to be married in whatever jurisdiction that is, the former Florida governor said. Ted Cruz, he made this statement. He said those who are persecuting Kim Davis believes that Christians should not serve in public office. That is the consequence of their position. Or if Christians do serve in public office, they must disregard their religious faith or be sent to jail. Governor Bobby Jindal, he said, we are seeing government today discriminate against whether its clerks, florists, musicians, or others. He said, I think that's wrong. I think you should be able to keep your job and follow your conscience. And Scott Walker said during an appearance on Laura Ingraham's show, he said, I read that the Constitution is very clear that people have freedom of religion. You have the freedom to practice religious beliefs, and there it's a fundamental right. Just a few of those comments. Donald Trump said, I don't know enough about it to comment on it, he said. He said, was she jailed? I really don't know much about it. So there you have it. So, Father, we pray for Kim Davis, and we just pray that you would minister peace to her in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, for every other person in office today that is following the principles of the Word, not willing to violate their conscience. I pray for them today. I pray for every public official. I pray for every pastor. I pray for every business person in Jesus' name. And I pray today for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.